This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed has been waiting for you to enjoy whenever you're ready. Just like the new Slender Blend Up from Boost Juice. Lighten the load. With less than 225 calories and 20 grams of protein, they're at Boost Juice now.
Hey, podcasters. It's a Tuesday, the 20th of February, 9:04 a.m. in the year of our Lord, 2018.
Anno Dominus.
Let's hold hands. Kumbaya.
We have a lady on hold at the moment who we need to get to who is currently married to a death row inmate.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of future in that, is there?
It's an incredible story.
So I don't know how you could do that.
We're about to ask.
Well, we're going to ask her. We're doing an Ask Me Anything with her. So we'll keep this short.
Yeah.
We had Husey on. Mm-hmm. He's trying to steal your wife.
He's the only man who works in radio who gets less money every time he goes on. He just loses money. He bleeds it when he comes onto this show.
We take money from him. He pays us to come on.
He's going backwards.
He's got a Channel 10 show to promote, and that's fair enough.
Did he actually promote that today, though?
He got one in.
Oh, terrific.
No, what are you talking about? He did about 4 minutes on his wife being on.
True. And when I'm on, because he has asked me to be on, our whole three-hour show will be dedicated to people watching so that we can prove to Channel 10 that I'm a ratings
a bump.
Gold. Yeah. I'm going to give him a bloody bump.
Give him a bump.
A bloody will.
Who gets a bump, Grant? Who, you've worked in Channel 10 a long time. Who gives the network a bump?
I see. What kind of personality? Bumps figures up?
Yeah. Mm.
GD does, of course. Hello.
Apart from you.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Is he just talking the third
person?
Thought
this was like an open door to some raps.
No, it always is. But who's a guest that bumps up the numbers?
Oh, that's a good call. Good call. I don't have an answer.
Probably Emerson.
Husey was big when he came on and did All Star Family Feud.
Okay. What was
What was the lowest rating ever?
He's on our TV now. Look, Dave Hughes, Comedy King, can't escape him. He's on Channel 9 right now. He's on Channel 9.
He's everywhere.
He's on Channel 10, though.
He doesn't care.
Oh, God.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, got to go. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
2 minutes past six. Good morning for a Tuesday, guys. Good morning.
Hello.
Well, unfortunately, we are living amongst a thief.
I had a
desk calendar from 2008 from this company.
Oh, I put it back on your office desk.
Oh, there's not a thief in it.
Call up or search.
Phil, while I run and get it.
Certainly. Because we have so much on today, Mr. Denya. She's got to remember she was a state-level hurdler, so she can run.
So she really needs those dates from 2008. I'm just not too sure how productive that would be in 2018.
Oh, no, because she wants the inspirational quotes underneath them.
Oh, I see.
Yes, because some of them are misspelled. They're quite funny. I think our beautiful company may have outsourced it to an overseas country and said, do your best.
Okay. And you're saying necessarily the English translation hasn't maybe lived up to the hype?
I told you she was fast.
Back.
Look at that. No wonder you got a lot of trophies, Dar.
So many trophies.
Oh, now you got to give us one.
Okay. Here is from the 2008 Today FM Inspirational Sticky Desk Calendar. Buy a fake handbag and see how many people you can convince that it's real.
Oh, God.
That's it?
Wow.
Yeah, what day was that?
That was Wednesday the 9th of April.
Well, I'll be looking forward to doing that.
The next one is, which is an odd contrast, sponsor a child.
Who made the handbag? Oh. Sponsor the child that made the handbag.
Oh, God.
What a day we have.
I'm really tired now.
I know. You really put in.
You gave it some.
Because I'm a very fast runner.
I said that in your absence.
Yeah.
Mum confiscating phones, got outsmarted by the kids. That's good fun. The sports report's on today.
Yes, I've got new sound effects, Ed. Get ready.
Oh, good. Husey's here to give away some money.
Oh, Husey propositioned me.
Say what?
Yep. We'll talk about that when he gets here.
Oh, finally, his house of cards comes tumbling down. And do you have a tough name? Are you in possession of a hard name to say and or spell?
Guilty.
Yeah, you and I would put up guilty.
I would not struggle with Cavalli. Rusciano, on the other hand, strikes fear in people's hearts.
Cavalli's tougher than Rusciano.
No.
Cavalli is as it sounds. You're joking.
Cavalli is
Cavalli. There's no secret letters in there. I've got some S's.
It's pretty phonetic, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not as exotic as you think you are.
No, that's fair.
He's trying to be a soccer player, guys.
You want to be so exotico, don't you?
Well, it has caused trouble over the years.
I can't imagine Grant Denyer's hurting anyone.
Nah, solid.
That's true.
Let's come back with what's... Oh, yes?
No, I do get Greg a little bit, which is annoying. You go, you say Grant, they go Craig, then you go no, and then they go Greg, and then you get Grant. So, but they're all boring names.
You look like a Craig and a Greg. I'd buy that.
Craig's
from
my middle name.
Yeah, oh, wow. I bet it is.
Well, there it is.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know why I said that.
Up shortly. What's the
superior? Those Craigs.
Those Craigs. They're everywhere. What's the superior? This is a tradie's had an injury. We want to know about the tradie injury with the superior tradie injury.
Oh, yeah. If you're a tradie and you've done something horrific to your body on site, call us. You could win.
Yeah, there's good prizes today. Yeah,
100%.
Or someone else's body, for that matter.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
They're dangerous places, man.
That's very true. That's up shortly. Today FM.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Oh, man, accidentally shot with nail gun at home renovation project.
That's my favourite bit, the last bit.
Yeah, home renovation.
Was he even a builder?
The 36-year-old was helping a friend.
Oh. Yes.
He's okay. He's going to be okay.
I wouldn't be laughing maniacally if he was not okay.
But I think that it is shot in the chest with a nail gun.
And a stitch, and like that, it's going to be an amazing scar.
Sure
look
is.
That, all the way up his sternum there. He's in a stable condition at Westmead Hospital, but I wonder if it was the mate he was helping. Thanks,
of course
guys.
It was.
Who shot him?
Who else? But like, oh, you're saying no? Because you can't shoot yourself in that way.
I think you'll find you can.
What, shoot yourself in the nail gun?
Yeah, you know, you're just having a laugh. You're with some mates. Oh, guys, oh, I'm Jesus on the cross. And then boom. Have you never done that? Well, yeah, I have to pick up my dad's nail gun and like be like, ha, I'm Jesus.
And they can randomly do go off. They're supposed to be like pressure 100%. Triggered, right? But you have to be press it against something before it will, for work. But sometimes they will randomly fire. We had a guy in the feud recently. He was playing with his kids. He was just sort of playing armies around the house, and he had his nail gun, and he popped up from behind the window, an open window, and went pew 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 pew, and accidentally fired one and shot his kid in the leg.
Oh.
Okay, that was a hectic story that I was not expecting.
Right.
I mean, you kept that one under your hat.
Why did he do that? What's wrong with his fingers?
Yeah, what's wrong with his fingers? They're not shooting nails at his kid.
He thought it'd be more realistic, and he thought, you know, here's a gun. And
good on your method, Dad.
They're not supposed to go off, but it did.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And little Jane copped it in the leg.
Oh, well, that's awful.
Which is a good shot, considering she was running, so he was pretty proud of
it. Yeah, no, he's tagged her. She'll think twice, man. Before
that is hectic.
Playing that again.
I've never been injured on a work site, you'll be surprised to know.
No.
I got lots of work sites, guys.
You'd be pretty handy around the house.
I am the handyman in my house, sadly.
No, Scott can do like he's good with bikes.
He can pump up his tires.
Oh mate, if you need your bike cleaned at a stupid time and you've got to leave 5 minutes later, call my husband. He'll be there with metho and cotton buds.
On a chain.
I saw you on the steam mop and you were really giving it something.
Oh, yeah, I've got the best steam mop.
You do have the best.
Nothing excites me more than a high-powered tool. I just hang around work sites because that's what gets me off. Yeah, jackhammer that, jackhammer.
Sort of reverse harassment.
You're going, pretty much.
Getting shouted into the work site.
Ooh, how's a nail gun feeling between your hands, Fred?
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
Oh, where's that been?
That's for Sports Report.
Ah.
He's cheating on sound effects early.
So, 131060, what is the superior tradie worksite injury? We're playing for Mr. G's Double Bay, Sydney's most authentic New York steakhouse. It's a $300 voucher. And if you don't win that, I'm going to give you other food-based love.
Okay. Is there anyone we can take now, producers, just to fire us off? Got a lot of calls coming in.
Let's do
in.
It a few. All right.
Okay.
131060, what is the superior tradie or workplace injury? And it is time for what's the superior tradie worksite injury? Man accidentally shot with nail gun at renovation, home renovation project, shot by his friend that he was helping.
Good friend. Do we know it was definitely the friend?
No, we don't. You're right. We don't.
Was it on the set of the block?
It's so interesting that they've never had an accident because they're...
Surely. Oh, I feel like they have.
You know why, though? Because the blogger and the, you know, the surfy, whoever, or whatever version of that you want...
Yes.
...don't do any work.
The Hot Brothers.
Yeah, they don't do any work.
Mm. What do you mean?
Well, all they do is go to furniture shops and run around trying to pick cushions while the real tradies do all the work back at the house.
Are you inferring... That the block like is not realistic. Are you? How dare you besmirch the name?
I'm calling it as fake as Troy's.
You're fake news. You are. Are you trolling the block right now?
for it does intimate feel like it's, times.
It has changed to more just picking colour palettes than actually getting in there and doing any like structural
Tracy
gear anymore.
Tracy didn't know how to pick a cushion. She can't sell the block.
Oh, jeez. You have some serious deep-seated issues that I was unaware of.
No, I just hate the block.
Oh, I'm here for it. Really? Because you were hiding that really spectacularly. I had no idea you had issues with the block.
Because there's no other way. There's no other place where you can go and just, as long as you put on the outfit, you can pretend to do it. Like, there's not a show called, like, Bondi Rescue's not people who just put on a rescue outfit and then stand around on the beach going, well, I would save that person, but now I've got to go and pick this sand. I've got to check the sand while actual people go and save people.
Oh, you are such an odd man. I still don't understand your triggers.
And they make millions of dollars out of it.
Trying to figure out your hot spots, and I would never have picked the block as one of them.
Well, it is. Ben from Penrith, do you hate the block?
Yes, mate, I do.
Yeah, of course you do. Because you're a proper tradesman, aren't you?
Ben, can you believe how much pepper is in this for Cavalier?
I'm exactly the same, don't you worry. Everyone expects everything yesterday.
Oh,
that's very true, Ben. Yes.
Benny,
that's
have you got an injury true, from the work site?
Yeah, look, I was when I was a second year apprentice, I actually put 14 stitches in my hand with a chisel. I cut the side where your fat part of the thumb is where you got the part of your hand.
Yep.
I actually hit the bone with a chisel.
You hit the bone?
Yep.
Oh, baby.
Using a bit of force at the time too, were you, mate?
No, just all my chisels because I'm a cabinet maker. My chisels are razor sharp.
Yeah, there's strong chiseling.
And went straight through and hit the bone.
Oh. It's a cold
chisel. What makes it worse, though, is I was actually on site repairing a piece of furniture and I had to turn another lady and go, well, have you got a Band-Aid? It's all I could put on a Band-Aid on it and just wrap my hand up with masking tape until I could finish the job.
Oh, you finished the job.
You're a true profesh, Ben. He finished the job. He passed out at the end, but he finished the job.
I hope he didn't bleed on the new piece of furniture you just made.
That'll cost you. Matt from Liverpool. Matt. First question, do you hate the block?
Yeah. I'm watching if there's nothing else on.
Good on you, Matty.
Yeah, there's really got to be nothing. What was the injury?
Jeez, I hope they don't want to get sponsorship on the show.
Working on scaffolding, and then my boss called me. I turned around, slipped off, and impaled my leg on a star picket.
How far through? All the way?
Yeah, fully all the way and like 10 centimetres away from my Jolly Rogers.
There you
go. Shish kebab.
They had to come and cut the pole off and, off the hospital I went.
Take the pole with you? You had to take the pole. It was still in you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you know.
That's a good X-ray.
Yeah.
You know when you get the X-ray? I love that. I live for those X-rays. Like, my God, that guy's a pole through his leg. Yes.
Well played, Matt. Rick is from Mount Druitt. Rick, workplace injury. Workplace injury, buddy.
What'd you do?
I got cut with a 5-inch grinder to my left forearm.
Oh! Did it slip?
Yeah, well, I was holding on to a piece of pipe and it decided to kick forwards while someone else was using it and it hit me across the forearm and cut the main tendon that allows you to open your hand.
Are you better? Can you still use your hand?
Yeah, I lost use of it pretty much for 18 months. So it was 6 months in a full cast. 6 months in a plastic half cast, and then 6 months of rehab.
Are
you back at work, Rick?
Yeah, back at work. He's there at the moment, actually.
Just holding a pipe in your hand, were you, as you sort of threw the saw in it? You didn't like
someone
put it in
else
a vice?
Had it. It
someone
forward.
Else
yeah,
held
someone
it.
Else had the grinder and it kicked towards him. Yeah, it was a sneak attack. Rick, you win today. Mr. G's Double Bay Steak, Double Bay is the most authentic New York steakhouse. $300 worth of delicious steak for you, Rick. But our other friends are no way you're going home empty-handed. Guzmany Gomez, free burrito vouchers for you for your lunch.
Maybe so let someone else cut up your steak for you, Rick.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Time now for Space News with Grant Denyer. Yeah.
Fascinated by space, I am. Fascinated. And this story as well. Okay. Like, everybody knows that a trip to space would be a fairly life-changing experience, right? But scientists now didn't realise how much it actually changes astronauts. NASA sent an astronaut who was a twin called Scott Kelly to the International Space Station for a one-year mission to study the effects on the human body, right? Mm-hmm. Now, his identical twin brother, Mark, kept his feet firmly planted on the Earth. So he stayed behind, like, as... as Exhibit A, if you like.
Oh, is he an astronaut too, or just a normal?
Yes, both astronauts.
Twins. You'd be proud, Mum, wouldn't you?
What are the chances?
Both my boys are off to NASA. Yeah.
I reckon NASA just got them because they needed this experiment.
Oh, no, but I'm. Do you know how much?
Possibly.
Are you obsessed with twins like I am? I watch all those twin documentaries, find out if they've got twin powers.
Yeah.
Do you love twins?
We get a lot of twins on The Feud and they often talk about their shared powers.
Okay, okay. That is the third time you have mentioned Family Feud this morning.
It has been relevant.
What's going on? I know that you need to get your ratings up. This is out of control.
I just realised I actually get a lot of material from the show that I work on.
So just quickly, though,
I get a lot of people come through.
The twin thing, just back on that.
Yeah.
Does anyone believe that they have that ability to finish each other's sentences? So the people that you
all
meet
all the time. Okay. Sentences are the most common. Wow. Then feeling pain in the other person's body. The non-injured one feels the pain.
Okay, but what if your twin is being intimate with their person that they just met on Tinder? Do you feel some of that as well?
Oh, do you get the pleasure as well?
This is a whole new phoner. Can we
that
put
is
this
good.
Down? Put this down. No, I want to hear about
because I had always heard about the pain thing, and I thought, well, if it works for pain, why can't it work for pleasure?
I love it. I love twins.
Let's get two twins in here.
Okay.
Let's try it out.
You go. So one twin's in space and one's on the ground.
Uh-huh. So they were identical down to the cellular level before the trip, but that can't be said now. Things have changed. Scott now differs from Mark when it comes to their DNA. He's morphed in space on a cellular level. He's effectively a mutant now.
Is he a woman?
Are you saying he's got alien DNA?
7% of his DNA changed while he was in space.
Which bit?
Did he get an extra eye?
Yeah, which bit of his DNA?
What did he get?
Three boobs?
What do you get for 7%? Yeah,
what happens to 7%? Is that a lot of DNA?
What do you buy for that?
Yeah.
Well, basically, he's metabolites? Metabolites?
Sure,
that?
I'm not going to question you.
Okay. His proteins changed during the voyage. So he had some space genes that kind of turned on. So his chromosomes lengthened. His bone formation actually changed.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
Bone formation. That's physically changing.
I do know that when you go to space, you come back 3% taller because your vertebrae relaxes.
Denya, you know what that means for you. Because
I
you did tragically
means.
Lose height in an accident. If there's proof that there is no God, Grant Denya.
This job today, I'm selling my house, I'm booking a ticket, I'm going to be the first game show host in space!
Well done.
Wow.
Good luck with that.
See you guys!
Man's plea to Starbucks after baristas keep using very X-rated take on his name.
I feel like he's misread. I think they've written his name, they've just done a jaunty A.
His name is Cam. C-A-M.
And repeatedly.
Unfortunately, though, when he goes to Starbucks and they
He's had to plea, so it's happened more than once.
Plea. They've not put an A for Cam, they've put a U in the middle.
Yeah, not quite a full circle for the A.
I don't think his mum held him as a little newborn, looked down and said, oh, Fred, let's call him Cam.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a thing that happened.
I agree. And the top baby names, it's never there.
It's not there with Maximus. Yeah. Sam, Cam.
It's just little
jizz.
No, don't know. We can't do this.
I can. It's before 7. If your kid's listening now, hello.
That's true. If they're up this early, welcome aboard.
That's fine. My kids, I only say words on air that my kids know, which may not be the best barometer.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if you're the average.
No, think about it.
I think David Koresh had the same rule. So. Do you have a tough name?
Yeah, 13 10 60. Have you got a name that you sometimes dread saying because you know the person's going to look at you with just abject panic?
Yep.
I'll put my hand up and say Emilio Rosciano has really upset a
Struck
lot
fear.
Of. Oh my God! You just watch people. And as a little kid, I just straight away knew to step in. I just spell my name. I'll go M R U S for Sam, C for Cat, I A N for Nelly O.
Good for you.
I've said that since I was a kid.
Good for you for front footing.
Always.
That's good.
Because, yeah.
So if it's a name, a first name that people have had trouble with over the years.
Tricky name.
My wife admits this freely, that her mother, and this is my wife, I quote my wife,
yeah.
I don't know why, but my mum had to bogan up my name. So she's Tiffany, but it's T-I-F-F-I-N-Y.
No.
Because at the time, my mother-in-law, who was lovely, she said she didn't want her... And this is her voice. I didn't want my daughter walking around a little fanny.
Oh.
right?
Yeah, right.
So Tiff has spent her life, T-I-F-F, and then she goes I-N-Y, and then you can see the people just immediately look at her and go, yuck.
That is such a good thing, though. But you, and that's another good phoner, because my mum bogged up my name too. It should be spelled E-M-I-L-I-A, but it's E-M-E. L-A-A. And Italians look at my name and just go, what even happened?
I thought it was the Italian spelling.
No, E-M-I is the Italian spelling.
You know?
My mum bogged up my name too. 131060, did your mum also bogan up your name?
So, tough name. Have you got yourself a tough name? Surname, first name, maybe you know someone with a tough name.
I have some other coffee cup examples. Anna Louise got her coffee from Starbucks and they wrote anus.
Anus.
Ariel got alien.
Double shot, anus.
Yeah. Ariel got alien, which good. I like. Cindy, shitty.
Shitty?
I got a double shot latte for shitty. Five women put their hand up.
A shitty latte.
And Clint got clit.
Oh. Clint's a minefield, though.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Clint is a minefield. Yeah. So.
I love this one.
Great game. 131060, tough names. All our tough names are going to get rewarded today. I've got, and the major tough the major tough name prize winner today is going to go home very, very happy indeed. 131060.
A Scottish man has tweeted his annoyance at Starbucks, who constantly get his name wrong. So many times they've got his name wrong when they write it on the coffee cup. He's pleaded with them to stop, please, writing cum instead of cam. Cam, it's just never not going to be funny, guys. I'm sorry. But it's something about cam's not a tough name. I think that the barista is effing with him.
It does seem like I'm, hey, here he's back.
Yeah, guys, hey, guys, it's come.
Comes back.
Guys. Except if he's Scottish.
Yeah, the accent.
How would he say his name?
Cameron.
No.
That's wrong. Come.
Come. It does sound that if you're if a Scottish person says C-A-M, it would sound like C-U-M.
We need an online Scottish person to give us a call.
Are you Scottish? 131060. Kim, hello, Kim.
Hi.
You have a tough name.
Yeah, so I got married and started a new job, and my married name is Maximovic, and so my workmates couldn't pronounce that, and they called me Max son of a bitch.
What was your maiden name, Kim? What did you go from?
It was two letters. It was Ly, L-Y. So yeah. I went from two letters to 10 letters, and I'm a teacher as well.
Ah, yes.
I love Maximovic. It's such a nice name to say.
Not itch, ick.
Maximovic.
Yeah, that's a nice
lovely word to say. It sounds shiny.
Thank you, Kim. Belinda.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've caught the affliction. Yeah. From Sanctuary Point, you have a tough last name?
Yes, my maiden name was Zivyakovsky.
Zivyakovsky.
Polish?
Zivyakovsky. Polish. I used to get called Kavanaugh.
Love that.
Oh, thank you, Belinda.
I love all these ethnic last names. Amazing.
Yep, Mariana, yes. Tough last name.
Loredo Araujo.
Oh,
beautiful.
Go again.
Loredo Araujo.
Now, Araujo, are we going Peruvian or Colombian?
Brazil.
Ah, Brazilian Portuguese. Oh,
sorry
about that.
From Portuguese family, yeah.
Yes, that's a beautiful.
It's extremely hard. Every time I need to do something, buy something, or call doctors, I need to spell. They ask what's your last name. I never pronounce. I just say, okay, I'll spell for you. Two names. L-O-U-R-E-I-R-O, space, and then go.
I know. See, you understood when I said that, because I do. I just go straight to spelling.
It's clever.
You don't even bother saying it. That's clever. I get it.
Don't even try.
Thanks,
Mariana. We have a Scot on the phone, Russell.
Good morning. How are you?
How would you say C-A-M?
Cam.
One more time. Can you do it as a barista? Say a long macchiato for Cam.
Okay, go.
A long macchiato for Cam.
Now with the U in the middle.
A long macchiato for come.
Yeah, I'll pay that. Thank you, Russell, for being our token Scot.
Russell, you're now our official Scot.
I'm not a token Scot. Also, my wife has a very difficult name to pronounce as well.
What is it?
Oh, there's not a lot of problem. Her name is Delish, D-E-L-Y-S, and the amount of confusion that that causes is unbelievable.
Oh, Russell, I was not inferring that you were a token Scot, but you are our token Scot. Just the shows.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'll take that as well.
I would never besmirch your Scottish heritage ever. I love Scotchmen. Do you wear a kilt?
Don't do that.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Not normally.
Are you currently tossing the caber? So
thanks, Russ.
Russell, everybody gets things. Everybody's getting movie tickets and our new cosmetics packs for all everyone that calls in.
Russell will love that.
No, but Russell's also getting Guzmani Gomez free burrito voucher.
Yes.
Lovely Mexican lunch for our lovely Scottish friend. Uber self-driving car hits and sadly has killed a pedestrian. This is in the United States. An Uber self-driving car has struck and killed a pedestrian. The Uber vehicle, this is the news station quote, the Uber vehicle was reportedly driving when someone was walking outside of the crosswalk, was struck. So outside of what they call this crosswalk. So they're trying to say that the car is taught to look for pedestrian crossings.
Not pedestrians?
No, but this person was outside of the pedestrian crossing and that led that.
How far outside?
They're not saying how far, they're just saying outside.
I would think you would teach them to look for people.
I would have thought so as well. Now,
I don't understand. There's been a lot of talk. You had the self-drive flying helicopters the other day in New Zealand, Grant.
Taxis, flying taxis, yep.
And I don't understand what's wrong with drivers, guys. I just don't understand why we're in such a race to get rid of drivers.
Yes.
There's self-driving trains now, isn't there?
They're continuously trying to get rid of train drivers. I don't understand. I don't know why drivers have been singled out as something that is. Remember that bus? Actually, now that I remembered. Yes, I was down at Darling Harbour the other day, and there was this little thing going round and round and round in circles, and I only just sort of saw it out of the corner of my eye. And then someone said to me a little bit later on, hey, did you see the self-driving bus?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, is that you?
I said that to you. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you saw it, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw it as well. It was doing a couple of laps in Darling Harbour as a demonstration for a conference that was on there for self-driving technology. So that's the first time I'd ever seen it as well. It's crazy, man.
So we are introducing driverless trains. The new trains, well, they were unveiled yesterday, currently being tested, and they will be active. Sydney's going to have driverless trains as of next year.
But I don't understand. I mean, I know that drivers are overworked and this is a way to cut down on driver error and fatigue, but why don't we just hire more drivers?
I'll tell you why they're doing it. I'll tell you why on the roads and trains. It's because humans make mistakes. That's why we're going in this direction. So they're called accidents for a reason because a driver makes errors, right? Now, computers don't make errors. They perform flawlessly as programmed. The problem is, though, it's as programmed.
Humans are programming them.
Can computers account for every possible scenario that happens in the real world? Probably not yet. I think that's why you're finding there's accidents, but it's developing. So
what's the fastest you've driven a car, Grant Daniel, in your race?
300.
300.
I've done 310.
Oh, damn it.
Seriously,
damn
it. In a modified F1 with David Coulthard, I threw up on telly after.
Bloody did too. You mongrel.
It was that? It was so hectic.
And the great thing about a driverless Uber is that they don't throw up on you.
No, my dad was so embarrassed. I really shamed him.
Yeah. A driverless car also doesn't record your conversations and sell them to a magazine.
Yes, Grant
well done,
Daniel.
Thank you. That'll do us.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Are you the lyrical gangster?
Great question at 23 minutes past 7 because we're playing for Hen's Teeth, a.k.a. tickets to M's completely sold out. Frontier Comedy and Today FM present M. Rusciano's The Evil Queen Tour. I've seen the show. It's fantastic. You want to get along, but you can't. No tickets.
No, there actually isn't. We're at full capacity and this is very exciting. I'm playing in Adelaide this weekend. Bit antsy.
Hey, good luck.
Yeah, playing Adelaide this weekend.
Fun.
Then Brisbane and Sydney, I think. Yeah.
Countdown is on. I can't wait.
I know you haven't seen it.
I know. I'm bursting at the seams.
There's a lot of jokes about you in it, actually.
Hey, all right. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Jane's keen to go. Morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Now, you know how this works. We're going to play you a song. It's going to stop at a key moment, and then you need to sing the next couple of lines, and it needs to be exact.
I'll give it a go.
Okay, Janie. Good luck. It's not fair to deny me.
Get up.
I love you, but no.
It's a remix.
That's, I'm going to sing this lyrics.
We're going to have to move on. Thank you, Jane.
Get up.
I know.
Get up.
She's mixing it up with.
I love it. No, Jane, I'm here for you.
We love Jane, but she's incorrect.
Yeah, next.
From Jane, we moved to Emily, but we're staying in Camden.
Okay,
Emily.
Get ready.
You know how it works. Here it comes.
I bet that you gave to me.
Keep going.
You ought to know.
Technically. Wait, stop. Let's play the whole thing and give her a lead in. Em, we're going to go again. Here we go.
Okay. That you gave to me, you ought to know.
Yes, you are done. No, she got it.
She's done
well
it.
Done.
She got it the first time. She did. Don't bother with the T's and C's. She got every single word. I just wanted to give her a chance at the melody again.
She was just a little little miffed on the rhythm, but she got there. Well
yeah,
done.
If you go back to the replay, she got every single word right, just singing her own tune, which I love, Emily.
Em, you're going along. Congratulations. Emily, you're going to see Em Frontier Comedy. Today FM present the sold-out Em Rusciano's The Evil Queen Tour, and you are going to be there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see you. Thanks, Em.
You too. Thank you.
Some people are brave singing on the radio.
To be fair, she's 21, mate. She wasn't even born when that song came out.
That's a great effort.
She really did make a brain tune.
She's like a human.
Don't bother writing letters. She got every single word right. I went back to
check. There were just strange gaps in strange places, but she got
it again.
She got the words.
Wedding photographer Jenna Kutcher is joining us. She wrote a post about how being married to her husband, health business coach Drew, a.k.a. Mr. Sixpack, has affected her view of her own body. Now, Jenna says that as a curvy girl, she sometimes feels unworthy of her super fit, hard-bodied husband.
Right.
Jenna joins us now. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jenna, you wrote this kind of confession online and it's had a huge response from women saying that they do feel insecure next to their partner. Do you feel like when you and Drew walk down the street, and just to explain, Drew looks airbrushed, like he's got a 9-pack. And Jenna, I would say you're a normal, healthy-looking woman and beautiful. I struggled to see that you weren't compatible, but do you feel people judge you when you're next to each other?
I think that as women, we all just feel insecure or unworthy. And so I think the big thing is that we write these narratives in our heads about what we're worthy of or who we should be fit with. And I don't necessarily think that there's anything wrong with my body. I happen to love my body. But since we spend a lot of time in bathing suits in Hawaii, I think I just started to get in my head about what I thought people were thinking of us versus what the reality was.
But I know you got some pretty hectic DMs saying that you were lucky to. Yeah. What was that one?
People are always sliding into the old DMs, especially when you start putting your life out there in a way and sharing the truth. Like, I am just this person who has to be in alignment. I'm like the guy in Liar Liar that can't lie. And so when we put ourselves out there, we're just opening ourselves up to what people believe is best for us or what we're deserving of. And so I absolutely would get DMs talking about, do I know how lucky I am to be married to such a gorgeous man? And I'm like, does he know how lucky he is to be married to me? Like, why is anyone else making this about our bodies? And so when we started hearing more about the difference in the comparison in our figures, that's when it really started to hit me. Like, this is a problem.
I don't think you're alone. I think a lot of women feel insecure next to their partners, especially like if you've had a baby or you've been trying to have a baby or just, I know that I don't feel, my partner's super fit and I used to be super fit like him and then life got in the way and now I feel really self-conscious being around him and when we're next to each other in our bathers. I read your article and went, I get that. But you said yourself that your husband has never said anything about your body or requested that you lose weight or that you aren't beautiful. So is that not enough?
I mean, no, he's amazing. I have no qualms about him. I think that it's so funny because I work from home. I run a really large business. I work in my sweatpants all the time. And he thinks I'm more beautiful then than when I get all dolled up. God bless him. I mean, I married such a great guy. But I think that I have gotten so in tune with the narratives that us women write and the things that we're believing, the lies that we're believing, and the things that we're hiding behind on social media. And it's just, we've got to stop. Like, we have to start putting out the reality of what being a woman looks like. And if nobody's going to be that voice, then I will happily step into that role.
So what would be your message now? You're speaking to the, you know, the whole of the city, and this chat will obviously go wider than that as well. What is something that, as someone who is living in a space where you have felt obviously judged and people are actually just flat out taking it upon themselves to judge you, what would be the first thing you'd say to a woman that was feeling that way today? What would be your advice? I mean,
it's so simple. Like, we are enough. We are enough now, not when our acne goes away or we lose that baby weight or we shed those 10 pounds. And I think that we have to start showing up in our lives. I think it's so easy to hide behind filters and good lighting or not even showing up in our feeds as a whole. And so my message is just like, you're worthy of finding true love. And my husband keeps joking because he's like, how is this newsworthy? We are a man and a woman that love each other and committed to each other. And we're just in love as we were when we got married. He doesn't get it. But I think that so many women are resonating because we've all felt less than.
Well,
it had an incredible response, your post. Did it make you feel good, the wonderful responses you got from so many women who were united with you?
Absolutely. And then I saw the trolls doing their trolling. And
what was the trolls? What do they say?
Oh, gosh.
Go hard. The worst thing. The worst thing you read. What was it?
The worst things? Call her like she is. She's a whale. She's obese. Way to promote obesity. She's fat. She's not curvy. He has side chicks. He's going to leave her in a year. Do a follow-up story when they're divorced. Like, he's blind. He loves chubby women. I mean, there was so many attacks on my figure and our marriage that came from people that were feeling great behind their screens. And it actually was such an eye-opener to me because it was all people that were commenting on the article that went viral, not actually my post.
Yeah.
The news media picked it up because it was so positive, and then the world took it and proved the point.
The world sucks. Oh, I know, Jenna. I get it.
I'm shocked that took place.
Well, thank you for joining us. I think you guys look equal and excellent together. 131060, we'd love to hear from you guys. Do you feel insecure next to your partner, or do you think your partner feels insecure next to you? Jenna Kutcher, thank you so much for joining us. We'll pop your photos up because you look fantastic and you'll get nothing but positivity from our listeners, I'll tell you right now.
Thanks. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you. Guys, 131060, do you feel insecure next to your partner, or do you think your partner feels insecure next to you? We'll take your calls next.
I'm 131060. We're asking you if you've ever felt insecure next to your partner. We just spoke to a lady from Wisconsin called Jenna, whose husband is called Mr. Sixpack.
He's super fit.
He's super fit.
She's a normal-looking woman, I'd say.
Yes.
Curvy, she calls herself, and she says sometimes she feels like people look at them and think, you don't match.
And as you found out just then, Em, that she's been DM'd on social media some awful things.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, as a woman who puts herself out there also, they managed to find the things you thought in your deepest, darkest moments in 2 a.m. and write them on a screen. It's pretty good how
it's
trolls can
skill.
Dig that up. Yeah. But we did want to know. Let's go to Chantel in North Ryde. Hi, Chantel.
Hi.
Now, have you felt insecure next to your husband?
Oh, yes. All the time.
Why is that? Tell me.
He is in the Defence Force, so he's constantly at the gym. He goes about 6 days a week. He can eat whatever he wants. He's just a machine. Mm. And I'm a bit curvy, I guess.
Aren't you pregnant with your third child?
Yes, I'm pregnant with a third child. So I've carried on a bit of weight from the last two, and that's fine. But we've been on road trips and stuff like that before, and I've had, you know, people sort of say behind, oh, they must just be friends and things like that. And I thought... I can't, this really hit a chord for me because I have gone through a lot of like, oh, I wonder what they have in common, like comments from
well-meaning friends, I would put that in quotation marks.
They're not well-meaning, Chantel. Yeah.
What do they say to you?
Oh, you know, like, do you actually like going hiking with him, or are you just saying that because you think he wouldn't, you know, like anything about you otherwise? And I said, just because I'm a little bit overweight doesn't mean I don't like doing things with him. I'm, you know, maybe I'm a really good cook.
But maybe you're a really good person because after a while, I can tell you, you kind of stop seeing your partner physically.
Yeah.
And it's just about the relationship that you have and the love, and it becomes much deeper than physical. And I think for people to do that and to say that to you really undermines your relationship and your love.
But it also would make you think their relationship too. You go, I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with that person because if that's where their head's at the whole time, what are we doing?
Well, Chantel, it does put the fear of God into you though, because if you've got a stranger saying that to you, then you start to think, is that what my husband's thinking? You know, you get paranoid. Yeah. You get paranoid about it.
And he is a really massive fitness freak. So, like, in the beginning there was a little bit of, I guess, you know, oh, are you going to eat that half a box of Krispy Kremes? And I'm like, yeah, do you want some?
You'd say half a box.
You are showing some restraint.
Yes.
Thanks for your candor, Chantel. Jan in Blacktown, g'day.
Hi.
Do you feel insecure next to your partner?
I'm starting to learn not to, but it has been a struggle for me. I got divorced a few years back and I met my new partner. My ex-partner was a lot bigger than me and my new partner is a lot smaller than me. So I had all those issues, same as the other girls. Going out in public, I felt like people were looking at us. I try and cover my body up. I didn't want to be seen. Like, I thought people were looking at us going, why is he with her?
Can I ask you that, Jen, that feeling? What are you seeing people doing that it's making you think that they're thinking that? What is it? What are the visual cues that you're seeing?
I don't even know if it's in my head or what, or if it's just, I feel like people are looking at us. It's how I feel in myself.
Yeah.
Right.
And I feel like people are judging us. But my partner is so wonderful. For the last few years, every day he tells me how beautiful I am. We wake up in the morning, first thing he'll tell me that I'm the most beautiful person in the world.
Oh, Jen.
I'm slowly learning to stop caring what other people think.
But it's hard. It manages to, especially with I get it, it worms its way into your heart. Yeah,
it does.
Start to think, is it true? Am I in denial about things? Yeah. And it really does chip away at your self-esteem.
It's the same as you think, will he find someone else? Will he find someone that's better than me? Will he find someone that looks better than me?
And then as you learn to not let it affect you, do you just find that life just gets so much more enjoyable?
Yeah, it does. Like, we've been together about 3 years now, and it's probably the last year and a half I've started to stop and actually take in what he's saying to me, and it's on a daily basis. He'll tell me I'm beautiful. He'll make me feel special. He goes out of his way to show me what I mean to him.
Okay. Well, see, and Jen, he's the only opinion you care about besides your own, so you got to take him for his word. Thank you for calling in. I know it's a tough subject to talk about. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
13 minutes past 8. Time to give someone... We'll try to give someone $10,000. Mr. Grant Denyer, who have you got today?
On the line from Strathfield is Leonie. Good morning to you, Leonie. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you, Grant. How are you?
Really good to have you on the line. Congratulations on getting through.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I've never gotten through. I'm just really excited. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Don't apologise for joy. Never apologise for joy.
Treat it as a bit of fun and you'll go fine. Are you ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks?
I am.
Righto, you got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter S today, Leonie. So S for Sam, okay? For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. You ready? S is
I'm
your
ready.
Letter.
S
Here we go.
Sam, got it.
Name a phone app.
Sam, someplace.
An airline.
An airline pass.
A musical instrument.
A saxophone.
A female actress.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Handbag brand.
Which one?
A handbag brand.
Pass.
Non-alcoholic drink.
Schweppes lemonade.
A flower.
Oh.
Detected a little panic in your voice.
Nah, she was also repeating every question you said. You don't have to do that, Leonie.
You trying to buy yourself some time or convince yourself of the question?
I'm trying to convince myself of the question, yeah.
$400 is all yours, Leonie. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Mum of four, Michelle Giggler.
Oh, yes.
Did she what? She wanted to stop her kids from being on their phones and tablets at 2 a.m. So she decided what she needed to do was confiscate them and store them in her room. And we all do that. I have these dreams of like, guys, we're going to have a screen-free day.
Yeah.
But then I realize it means I have to be off my screens.
And you're not prepared to do that.
Nah, do as I say, not as I do, guys. First rule of parenting. And so she thought it was really great. And she popped it away and she went to bed and she knew that everyone would get a good night's sleep, except that her kids aged between 8 and 13 had other ideas. Mm-hmm. She said, I collected all the phones and iPads from the kids and then those little assholes all set alarms off at various times throughout the night. Yeah. So at 1 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m.
Sucked in, Mum.
Excellent.
Like five devices went off at various times.
So that'll the kids, learn ya.
Before handing it over, set really inappropriately timed alarms. It was brilliant.
That's funny.
And she said that now that I'm impressed with their ingenuity and great that it was a team effort, but they're all grounded. Now,
you
a lot
can't
of people.
Beat Mom, sorry.
No, well, a lot of people had a go at her and said that she was like the fun police.
Oh, come on.
Well, I think she is.
No, isn't
really?
Isn't she trying to make them not sleep rather than sitting up on their devices?
Well, she said, if uptight means that making sure my four kids aren't being idiots on their devices at 2 a.m., then I'm uptight.
I'm okay with that.
I don't know.
And plus, like,
I don't know if I'd ground them.
A device, like an hour before you even go to sleep affects your kids. So having them in there is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Do you let your kids go to sleep with the device?
I don't know. I'm asleep.
How would I know I'm asleep?
I don't know. Do as I say, not as I do, guys.
Yeah, fair enough.
We want to know on 13, 10, 60, has a kid outsmarted you? And let's be honest, my kids surpassed me at about 5 in terms of technological advancements.
Do they fix your...
Odie at 11 knows how to completely rewire my phone, reset apps, put the clock... Oh, everything. She's amazing. I will honestly just go... and hand her my phone and she'll just be like... And then it's done.
Wow. I remember trying to outsmart my mum when it came to being disciplined. She was a wooden spooner. You know you're in trouble when the wooden spoon comes out. When that second drawer opens up in the kitchen, you know you're in for an absolute good time. Ooh. And I thought one day I'm going to tense as hard as I can in my little butt cheeks to see if I can break that wooden spoon. And I did, and it snapped in half. And I was like, yes!
Yeah.
I've taken control back, Mum. And then she reached into that second drawer and she brought out another one that was more heavy duty than the last.
Jeez.
And then whooshka! Can't beat Mum. Can never beat Mum.
Hectic. Sarah and Amy plans cheese.
Yes, I was a beaten child.
No, I was.
I'm really sad for you right now. You work at a kid's hospital.
Yes, I do. And also a babysitter.
So I get outsmarted
all the time.
Can you give us an example?
So we had a little petting zoo at the hospital just to boost up some morale. And I said to the kids, please, everyone must touch an animal or find an animal and interact with it, you know, trying to get them to touch like an animal that they never had.
Yeah.
But the whole idea was to get them outside to do this. But one little boy said to the boy in the bed next to him, bring me back a chicken. So I go back into the unit, back into the room to make sure all the kids are outside. And he's this little boy with a chicken on his bed. And I'm like, what are you doing? He said, you didn't say I had to specifically be outside for this. And I'm like...
Chickens are sterile, aren't they?
Yeah, fine.
Hospitals.
Course.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, thank you, Sarah.
Adam, g'day.
Yeah, hey.
Northern Beaches. You're a teacher and a kid played a prank on you?
Yeah, that's right.
What was it, mate?
So what happened was, I was a teacher and I left the classroom and accidentally I left my keys inside the classroom and then I heard a big loud slam on the door and I ran back quickly and they all closed the door and let me outside. And so I was locked outside for about half an hour banging on the door. And the worst thing was that the classroom opposite could actually see me the whole time. So the kid and the teacher were up for laughing the whole time while I was stuck out.
That's fantastic material.
I love that.
That's great for them. I thought you were going to say they took your car. All you heard was your car wheels spinning as the kids took off.
Depends on how baby was calling
yeah, that's
from,
very
I think.
True.
Yeah. Coming up next, Ed Sports Report. And I'm on the panel, guys.
Oh, woo!
God, yeah. Yay! Oh, God.
Bowls, 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 bowls.
Sports
Now, the way this works is I do the sport and M provides the relevant sound effect.
I'm on the panel because I'm panel hopping. Okay. Go. Come on. I've got so many sound effects. I have 30.
Billy Slater, sadly.
He is quite a catch, isn't he?
What on earth is that?
Ursula the Sea Witch. Billy Slater is quite a catch.
He is. Yeah. Sadly lost in his 300th game to the West Tigers and had not a very good game. Rugby league under five for the conditions that some of the games were played in over the weekend. It was 39 degrees at Brookvale Oval.
Unacceptable!
And they had no drink breaks.
Yeah, you talk funny.
Moving to golf.
Yeah!
A lot of golf fans. Shane Warne has claimed that while he was at the Masters course in Augusta, that he hit a hole in one. The trimmed down Shane Warne says he's been playing a lot of golf recently. To cricket, Steve Smith, Australian captain, said that the altercation with Rabada that led to Rabada's banning for the next two tests was partly his fault. As Rabada waits to see whether his ban will be overturned.
Yay!
So football now. Sydney FC with a rare loss at home.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Sydney FC coach Graham Arnold.
Thank God it's Friday!
Is taking part with Sydney FC for the rest of the season before he takes over the Socceroos' duties.
Can I get an amen?
Socceroos themselves are on a plane to face Norway in a World Cup warm-up game. They next face Colombia. And that is Today FM Sport.
Yay!
Dave Hughes up next. Dave Hughes up next.
I've got to really pick this one carefully.
Dave Hughes up next.
Because I just feel like this could be my next job.
Dave Hughes up next.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Yes, queen.
Get out of here.
How do I hit out, guys?
Get out. Hughesy's here. Hughesy, we have a problem. Airs tonight, 8:30 on Network 10. You can hear him at 4:30 this afternoon with Kate as part of Hughesy and Kate.
Yeah, my wife is on tonight. Absolutely. Oh. My wife walks out and sits beside me on the TV show. So, yes.
Does she deliver a problem?
No, we try to solve a problem of mine, which is her not focusing during the foreplay process.
Oh, my God. Even I wouldn't do that on air.
Well, I mean, that's a real problem.
What are you doing?
Well, she is just...
Oh, what's she doing instead?
She's multitasking. I'm not happy about it. I mean,
she's feeding the dog? What?
No, but she's organising her to-do list, you know, where I'm, like, busting my best pre-show moves, if you know what I mean, trying to warm the audience up, and she's, like, bringing up the fact that she hadn't packed the school lunches, and, like, that's an issue. You
know? Really, really going into order, some gritty areas.
Yeah, so that's tonight. She's with me. We discuss it. We go right down to...
Do you have sort of... And the people who are guests, obviously for that you would have relationship experts on to talk about that.
I know, they got Sam Wood from The Bachelor, so even he got on before us, guys.
You know, Sam Wood is he's a guest on the show, yes, but does he get involved in that segment? I don't know.
Nah.
He's shirtless at one point, Sam Wood, The Bachelor.
Lucy, Reese Nicholson, who I love, one of my favourite comics, Joe Stanley and Peter Berner.
Yeah, so they all get involved, have their 2 cents worth, but we get to the, I think we get a solution, and there might be an on-air pash, me and my wife.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, yeah, kids will be wrecked.
This show's pre-recorded.
It's pre-recorded.
And so has there been a change in real life since it's taken place?
I think there has. I think we have had a solution, and there's been a lot less of random sort of mentionings during, you know, I'm just like...
Pre-game warm-up.
Let's focus on the task at hand. And what happens afterwards, let's organise that afterwards.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah.
Okay.
But it's not easy to kiss on air, and I've got a newfound appreciation for anyone who's involved in The Bachelor or those marriage shows, anyone, of how hard it is when, you know, the camera's right there and you're trying to make it look romantic, you know.
Yes.
Do it.
Spit coming out and tongues, big chins.
It's at the right spot for my tongue. it's not easy.
Amazing.
That's tonight. On 13 10 60, how much is in Hughesy's wallet? Let's go straight to Niv. Niv, what's in the wallet?
Oh, 48.
You know what? You're close to the ballpark today. I'm not going to lie that it's been, I don't know what's happened to me, but I am low on funds, but it's more than that.
Sorry, Niv. People are going low today. Peter's from Australia, apparently. Now, Peter, how much is in Husey's wallet?
He's a rich man. I'd go 55.
Yeah. I don't know how you've connected those two. More than that, mate, but not a lot more. I'm not going to lie.
He was disappointed. So Therese is here. Oh, Therese is also going like, hey, Therese, how much is in Husey's wallet?
$60.
60. Did you say 60 flat out, no change, no coins? Is that what you've gone with?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, you're spot on. $60.
You won $60.
You won 60, Therese.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Therese.
To be honest, 20 of that was from one of my pockets. I was really struggling trying to up the booty, but there was $60
now,
there.
Now, Therese. You've just won $60 from Husey's own funds, and so it's time for you to tell us the name and time and network of Husey's show tonight. Take it away, Therese.
Yeah, all jokes aside.
Husey, we have a problem.
Oh!
That's a time.
Perfect start.
7:30?
Ooh! 8:30.
Unfortunately. What channel? Channel?
10?
Yes! I thought that was 10? 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I think she's just questioning whether or not Channel 10's still on.
No, 10? Channel 10?
No, they're fine now.
You tune in from 6, yeah. you watch Family Feud, and you just stay on.
Nah, I wouldn't have thought so.
Good man.
But in big news, you have recruited a huge guest for season 2. I mean, this is big news.
Oh, yeah. We're alluding to this beforehand, weren't we?
So Dave rings me up after the show and he goes, the first thing he says is, okay, g'day, mate. He goes, don't take this the wrong way. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm planning on it now. Yeah. And then you said, I'm having Em on my show. Mm. And I said, oh, that's great. Em's great. Pause. But I'm not having you.
He's been coming in saying he thinks that you are scouting Ben and I.
I also believe you're trying to steal Em and Ben for some future date.
Well, I've already tried to get Grant. He knows that. So, yeah. I don't know what's going on.
We're working on it.
Yeah. We are working on that.
Hang on. So, Grant, you've said no to Husey's show.
No, I haven't said no. I just said not that date.
Well,
your dates are rubbish.
In the first taping of the show, we tried to organise a satellite link with Grant in Bathurst. Yeah,
and he still said no.
He wasn't getting back to me, and then apparently the network was down or something. So, yeah, we couldn't organise that.
Grant, why did you say no to Husey's show?
At that stage, we didn't have the internet at Bathurst.
There's your problem.
I mean,
no internet to do Skyping.
I'm surprised you asked me. I've never mentioned it, or I just feel like I've been sitting really quietly on this, you know, and I just hope that one day Dave Husey Hughes would notice a fellow stand-up comic, an up-and-coming girl, you know, thank you for, like, seeing me.
Well, she is just...
Thank you, mate.
She's, I mean, the squeaky wheel getting the oil.
shut up, you've ruined that.
Oh, looking forward to Em coming on, absolutely.
I can't wait. It's going to be a bit higher rating show. I'm going to pump this. All my family's going to watch and Channel 10's going to be like, oh, my God, she's ratings gold.
She's ratings gold.
Yeah. And if you're bringing more energy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're pashing tonight on the show, what happens next week? You're conceiving your next child live on television? How far is this going to go?
Well, when Em comes on, who knows how far
Jesus
we can push
Christ, this. Jesus Christ, okay, yeah. All right, okay, okay. I mean, I'll do a lot for a job, but I don't know if I'll do that.
See ya.
Bye.
On you go.
This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed has been waiting for you to enjoy whenever you're ready. Just like the new Slender Blend Up from Boost Juice. Lighten the load. With less than 225 calories and 20 grams of protein, they're at Boost Juice now.